The following program is recorded and we're not accepting any phone calls.
With us today is Katie Laska, president of the Punxsutawney Chamber of Commerce, here to talk about Festival in the Park 2020.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Wonderful. So glad that you're in and so glad about the festival.
Me too. So we have Saturday, June 27th is our kickoff date. It's going to start off with Stone Cold Killers at 3 o'clock. And then at 5 to 6:30, Almost Mulberry, 7:15 to 9 p.m., A Bit of Broadway. And then we have Sunday lined up, June 28th, 5 to 6 is going to be Against the Grain, 6:30 to 9, A Day Awaits. Monday, June 29th, 4:30 to 6:30, Elvis Tribute, 7 to 9, Forever Johnny Cash Tribute. Tuesday, June 30th, 5:30 to 6:30, Maddie Andre, 7 to 9, The Moore Brothers. Wednesday, July 1st, 5:30 to 7 is The Avenues, 7:30 to 9 is Bon Journey. Thursday, July 2nd, 6 to 7 p.m., Wild Card, 7:30 to 9, Felix and the Hurricanes. Friday, July 3rd, 6 to 7, Tunes in a Bucket, 7:30 to 9, Juke House Bombers. Saturday, July 4th, 2 to 4, Maximum Voltage, it's an AC/DC tribute. 4:30 to 6, Andrew Mack Country Band. 7 to 9, 7 Mile Run.
And they've got really good stuff happening Saturday night. What do we have going on?
We have the fireworks.
Fireworks. That's all you need for a festival in the park and a 4th of July celebration.
That's fireworks. How we're going to end it, with the fireworks.
And who was the sponsor of our fireworks this year?
Shadco.
That's wonderful. We have to send a special shout out to them, because that's not a cheap thing to bring to the community.
No, and it was very generous of them.
And it's something that everybody can enjoy. Every single person, even if they don't want to go out into the world, they can watch from their back porch nearly anywhere that you live in Punxsutawney. We're still holding them up on the hill.
Yes, we are. And everything is the same as Home for the Holidays. We have the same location. I wanted to add thank you to Harold Elkin for letting us use his property to shoot the fireworks off again this year.
Yay, Harold.
Our food vendors for this year's festival, and we're really excited. This is our first year of doing a festival. And they are Denny and Pearls, Brody's Barbecue, Ann&N Cinnamon Company, AA Lemonade, Luigi's, Pat Villella, Curbside Cookery, Rico's Concessions, Carper's Ice Cream, Little Doug's Kettle Corn, Queen Bee's Sweet Sips, Cielo Concessions, Sugar Hillbillies, Traditions Concessions, The Chuck Wagon, which is Frank Star Lunch, Sofuto Concessions, and Moon's Lemonade and Shaved Ice.
Yum. It all sounds delicious. Now, when are we going to be able to eat with them? When will they be set up and available?
They'll be set up for Saturday evening when the bands are playing. That'll be their first night of setup.
So that is July 27th.
July 27th at 3 p.m. And it will run all week from 11 to 9 until July 4th with the fireworks.
And, you know, because of the COVID situation, we made everything spread out very nicely. And there's going to be free hand sanitizer at each booth for everybody, right?
At each booth. And in different places in the park, we're going to have sanitizing stands, hand washing sinks. We're going to try to, you know, keep everything that we're supposed to be doing. And we'll have everyone 6 feet apart at the vending stands. And we have a separate area for the band area.
We actually have a gated, don't we?
We have a gated.
Yeah. So we're going to actually be counting no more than 250 people total
inside that
gate.
And we also have kids activities, and they're going to be 11 to 4:30 every day.
Yeah, some of those daily activities is Pastor Devin is coming in from 1 to 3 to do the balloons that kids all get at festivals. He's doing that for us.
And Disney characters will be walking around the park.
That's Whimsical. Whimsical Company's coming in and bringing their superheroes and their princesses. She even has Rapunzel. Then also, we have the magic show that's happening every day at 3. So those things are happening daily for kids. And we didn't forget about the teenagers this year. The Punxsutawney Chamber is inviting all kids 7th grade through 12th grade to go to the bowling alley, and they're going to bowl with free bowling, free shoe rental between 7 and 9 on that Tuesday. So we have that. And then we also have a bike rodeo, and we also have a car show. But the bike rodeo and the race, we have Miles for Smiles. They're going to be doing the race with the kids.
And we're also going to have a farmer's market Thursday and Friday of the week. So that's something new that we're trying downtown. And maybe if it goes well, we're going to continue having it with the chamber supporting it.
It's the chamber's first year of bringing something to the community like this. So, and it's different this year because of COVID. but it was really important to all of us to make sure that our community could celebrate their 4th of July or just, you know, have something fun to look forward to after all these months of being cooped up.
Okay, you can go to our website, chamber@punxsutawney.com. Our list of events are there and our schedule of the bands. You can check it daily, and they'll be updated daily.
Well, let's go back. Let's talk a little bit about the church in the park, because that's going to happen Sunday. That's day two.
Okay. It starts at 11 a.m. in Barclay Square, featuring the Pennsylvania Adult and Teen Challenge.
It's just going to be a really nice service in the park, and that's brought to us by New Beginnings Church. And there will also be balloons during that event, and there's also going to be a magic show. And then, of course, the Lions Club is bringing a classic car show.
Yes, and that is Sunday, June 28th from 10 to 3:30.
Where do they go for that?
Registration will start at 10 a.m., and it will be in the Berkshire parking lot.
Gotcha. That's right next to the Eagles. That's
yes.
Right on Main Street.
Mm-hmm. Across from the park.
Yeah. That's awesome. And, you know, none of these things would happen without some of our 5-star members, Katie. I think, why don't we take note of who those people are, because we sure do appreciate them.
Marion Center Bank, First Commonwealth, Indian Inn First Bank, Punxsutawney Area Hospital, Berkshire Hathaway, Farmers National Bank, and S&T Bank.
And you can be an individual that lives in the community and still be a chamber member for only, what,
$25?
$25. Just as an individual, if you want to support your community. But we also have different packages for different sized businesses, too.
Yes, and we have an information table at the park this year, and you'll be able to talk to some of the chamber board members. And maybe if you want to join, the applications will be there, and you can join.
Yeah, we love our 5-star members, but we appreciate all members. So whether it's an individual membership for $25, you know, your membership helps keep the lights on, helps bring wonderful events like this to town, helps make sure that people that call us know where they can go for different services and products. We have a brand new website that is phenomenal that Mandy has put together for us that is just beautiful. And you really benefit if you're a business owner or manager to take part in that. But all in all, let's go back to the festival. It's the first festival in the park happening when, Katie?
June 27th to July 4th.
Okay, so if you need any more information, go to the Punxsutawney website or our Facebook page for more details. You know, Katie, Kim Nye chaired the craft vendor part, and she really did a great job, and so many vendors were so happy to know that we were still going to be able to hold a modest event and keep it safe. All the vendors are going to be 6 feet apart, she did a great job. These are some of the vendors that Kim has lined up: Art and Soul, Renewal by Anderson, Groundhog Specialties, Mascara Makeup, Color Street Nails, Pittsburgh Sports Memories, Shadow Vineyard Winery, Circle K Gifts, Fantasia Fancy Faces and More, Punxsutawney's Phil Official Souvenir Shop, of course, will be there, Geek Out Crafts, Woods Hot Sales, LuLaRue by Kay Linetti, Betsy's Baskets, Punxsutawney Area Republican Club will be there, Joey's Crafts, Memory Makers, Stella Foods, LuLaRue by Barb, Groundhog Winery, Memory Makers, and there'll be some not-for-profits there that we hope that you check out and see. Of course, just some of the not-for-profits that you want to stop and say hi to, Just for the Animals, Punxsutawney Lions Club, Mahoning Voluntary Fire Post 2076, Punxsutawney Better Ladies, Bridge Builders Community Foundation will have a presence, the Punxsutawney Area Hospital, the SSCD, of course the Punxsutawney Chamber will be there, and CEF of PA, Jefferson Elk Clearfield Chapter, Lindsay Fire Department, Fire Company. Those are just some of the people that you're going to get to see as a regular vendor. They won't be inside the gated area. They'll be spread out all along Barclay Square. And there's word there might even be bingo. So lots of great stuff are happening that week. Katie, I know we missed some things, but repeat the website for them so they know that where they can get more information on.
Yes, chamber@punxsutawney.com. Thank you.